Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord, on tonight. Yes, you're once again tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, my special guest, the street pastor, Brother Sean, out of Warlock, Michigan, texted me and asked me to reschedule him for June. So I've rescheduled him already for June, my guest that was supposed to be on tonight. So I will be filling in for him on tonight. I will be delivering God's word. So you still will need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. Thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every angel that you have encamped all around your people that watches over us throughout the night while we slumber and sleep, even throughout the day as we go about our business. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in every believer in the name of Jesus. Most of all, Heavenly Father, we thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands, and you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So this we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, every saved believer all over the land that are faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful on tonight for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that is through him we can come to you and we can be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can continue to move forward and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, that we give you glory, honor, and praise. And Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are believed on tonight. I continue to lift up my cousin, Natalie Hogue, and the loss of her father who made his heavenly transition. And we not only lift up that family, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your peace, your presence, your joy, even during the hour of bereavement, that they will be able to continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those that are suffering from any kind of sickness all over the land. We continue to lift up Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and what he's going through. Heavenly Father, I don't know the situation, but you know. So not only him, but all those, and Pastor Carlos, Heavenly Father, and all those that are sick and afflicted for whatever reason, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, in the name of Jesus we pray, because we know that you are the healer and you have the final say in every situation. Now, Lord, we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers and the president of Ukraine to you. You sit high, you look low. You know what's going on over in Ukraine. And you have the power, Heavenly Father. We know that you have the power to end it. So we know that you are still sitting high, looking low. And we know that even in that situation, the power is still in your hands. So we ask that you will continue to encourage the people over in Ukraine and the president. Continue to let them be able to look unto the hills, even though it may be hard at this time for what they're going through in this unnecessary, unprovoked war with President Putin. Continue to bless them, Lord, and get them, grant them everything that they need to get through this. They will give you glory, honor, and praise after this is all over and said and done. They will be able to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Continue to bless them. Continue to let your word go forth through this worldwide platform and ministry and other ministries, that they will be able to hear your word and have a chance to be saved, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we continue to bless all those that are faithfully tuned into this worldwide platform and ministry. Continue to bless them one by one. All those that are dialed in on tonight, those that are listening through social media outlets, and all those that are listening for the first time on tonight, bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, and tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. And it comes to a saying, and this goes for me as well, not just you, the listeners, but this is for me also. Never let your emotions overtake you. Pause, pray, and let God guide you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. No matter the situation, never let your emotions overtake you. Pause, pray, and let God guide you. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. Again, I am going to be standing in or filling in for my guest on tonight, the street preacher, the young street preacher, Brother Sean from Royal Oak, Michigan. I am standing in the gap for him on tonight, bringing forth God's word. So again, you will need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along. And my message title for tonight is, what are you doing with your hands and life to glorify God? Once again, tonight's message title is, what are you doing with your hands and life to glorify God? So we will be using different various scriptures. So that's why you're going to need your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along. And before I go to the music break, I'll give a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Harbor Woods, Michigan. And I also want to extend a happy 32nd pastoral anniversary to none other than Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor and shepherd of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church located in Detroit, Michigan. I want to give a shout-out to him and encourage him to continue to keep up the great work in kingdom building and preaching and teaching God's word. So right now we're going to go to our music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get right into this word on tonight. I think this is a really needed word for such a time as this, because a lot of people, because of what we have experienced in the last few years and what we're going through now, a lot of people have thrown up their hands and they feel like throwing in the towel. But this is not the time to give up and throw in the towel. God still needs you to be the vessel, the ambassador, the servant that he has called and ordained for you to be in this world for such a time as this. So we're going to go to our music break on tonight. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into this word. Enjoy the music break. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm too grateful that Jesus thought that your life and my life was worth living, that he came down from glory and he paid the price through the shedding of his blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. So he sacrificed his own life on the cross that we can be redeemed and saved and have a relationship, and that we can be able to spend eternity with our Heavenly Father and Creator. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I am. Well, on tonight, again, I am standing in for my guest on tonight, this young street preacher, Sean, Brother Sean. He asked me to reschedule him for June, and that's what I have done. And so I'm going to be filling in for him on tonight. And my message title for tonight is, what are you doing with your hands and life to glorify God? So you're definitely going to need your Bibles and pens and papers up, because we have various scriptures that we're going to be using on tonight regarding this message title. I'm going to ask the listeners, a few of the listeners, I'll open up just a few of the lines on tonight. I'm going to do two different things. I want to know how can you all hear me better one way or the other. Can you hear me better this way, or if you can hear me better if I open up the lines with my speakerphone, could you please let me know? Hold on just one second. If you all can hear me better with the speakerphone on, let me know. Can you hear me clearly with the speakerphone on now, listeners?
Yep, I hear you okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Norman King, can you hear me clearly? Pastor King. Okay, he may be busy right now. But anyway, Sister Gwen, you said you can hear me clearly, so what we're going to do, I'm just going to keep the speakerphone open so I can have free access to use my hands while we're going through this message on tonight. Again, the message title is, What Are You Doing? It's personal. What are you doing with your hands and your life to glorify God? That's the question on tonight for all believers in Jesus' name. Do you lift your hands in praise to God even while going through your trials? If not, you should. And then the question comes, why? Why should you give God praise with your hands and lift up your hands while you're going through your trials and tribulations? Well, one of the reasons is that our breakthrough comes through the lifting of our hands and giving God glory and praise while we are going through our trials and our tribulations and our tests. So this even applies to sinners. Pray. You lift your hands and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your hearts and save you. That is his desire. That is God's desire, that no souls be lost. So not only lift up your hands, sinners, lift up your hands and your heart, open your mouth, and ask the Lord Jesus to come to your heart and save you. That's exactly what he wants to do. So while we are doing that, we are to always be giving God glory, honor, and praise in every situation in our life, no matter what it looks like. Then we have a question. Do you lift your hands and extend them to aid the less fortunate? Are you lifting up your hands? Are you opening your hands? Are you reaching out to the less fortunate, to the poor, to the widows, to help them in any way that you can? God has blessed us all to be a blessing to others that are less fortunate than ourselves. Not only to be a blessing to the body of Christ, but we are to be a blessing to those that are less fortunate. When we bless others, God truly turns around and he blesses us. So if you are not doing that, if you are not reaching out to the widows, to the less fortunate, to the poor, to the homeless, you should as a Christian. That's our obligation. That's our duty of a Christian, to be more like Christ. That's what Christ did. So if we are followers of Jesus Christ, we want to be more like Christ, we should be able to be a blessing with our hands and with our lives to help and bless and support the body of Christ, as well as those that are individuals or as a corporate body of believers, as a corporate church. We are individuals, yes, but we come together as the body of Christ, as doers of God's word, to be a blessing to the world, that God would get the glory through each one of us. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28 says unto you and me, and I'm paraphrasing, says, let him or her that stole steal no more, but rather let him or her labor, working with their hands the things which is good, that he or she may have to give to them that needeth. In First Timothy chapter 2, verse number 8. Again, First Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. If you don't get a chance to go to these scriptures right now, please write them down so you can go back in your leisure time and read these scriptures so that you can apply them to your own life. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 says, I will therefore that, again, I'm paraphrasing, that men, women pray everywhere. lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting, but in assurance. But in assurance, we have to have that blessed assurance that we trust God, and we trust his word. And for the perfect example, the convincing hands of Jesus proves who he is. Again, Jesus is our perfect example. The convincing hands of Jesus Christ proves who he is. Now, Jesus even lifted up his hands when he prayed to the Father. He lifted up his hands. And then he said we are to always look at the book. I'm paraphrasing, but let us always look to the book of St. John, chapter 20, verses 27 through 29. Again, St. John, chapter 20, verses 27 through 29. Then said he to Thomas, talking about Jesus, reach thither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither, sometimes I get kind of tongue-tied, but if you're reading this word, you see what I'm saying. Hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless. Wow, be not faithless. There we go. Now that goes for us, you too, my sister, you, my brother, even to myself. When we are being doers of God's word, when we are trying to be a blessing to the body of Christ, when we're trying to be a blessing to the widows, to those that are less fortunate than we are, when we are trying to lift up our hands and we are trying to glorify God with our hands and with our life, we want to glorify God. He says, be not faithless, but believing. And then verse 28 says, and Thomas answered Jesus and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Then verse 29 says, Jesus said unto him, talking about Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou believest. Blessed are those, or they, that have not seen and yet believed. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse number 6. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse number 6. And one shall say unto him, Jesus, what are these wounds in thine hand? That's a question. Then Jesus shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Jesus used his hands to save the lost. Not only did he use his hands to save the lost, but he opened up his mouth and he prayed to the Father. That's what we are to do. By being believers in Jesus Christ and as followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be doers of his word, and then we can lift up our hands. We can give God glory, honor, and praise by lifting up our hands and with our lives and praying for others, that we know that in our families, we have members in our families that are not saved. We have some members in our families that are saved, but they have backslidden and walked away from God. So what are we doing to draw them back to Jesus Christ? So Jesus is saying unto all of us, just like he said in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 6, and one shall say unto him, Jesus, what are these wounds? So when we are talking to our loved ones, or we're talking to someone on our job that is lost in sin, that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, has not confessed him with their own mouth, that's what we are to do. We are to represent Jesus Christ. We are to lead them to Jesus Christ through his word, not our opinions, not with our feelings, but with the word of God. So what we need to do is we need to think about this as Christians. And then the question becomes to all the saints, even in today's society, what is in your hands? What is in your hand that will glorify God? What is in your life that will glorify God? What is in your life that you are demonstrating to the world that God is your Father and that Jesus is your Savior that will give God glory? What is in your hands? What is in your life that, again, that the world may see Jesus Christ in you? Do you always find yourself, your family members or friends or even a church member, using their hands on their laptops or cell phones. Even some of them have their iPods to gossip and down the pastor or other saints. Now, this is not of God. So I have seen this myself. Maybe you have seen it too as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, my sisters and brothers. Maybe you have seen people in the body of Christ in the household of God doing service. They say they love God. They say they're saved in Jesus' name. And they say that they are lifting up their hands. And they say they are glorifying God with their hands and with their lives. But their actions say totally different. And again, it goes back to how do they say this differently? Again, it goes back to what I just said. Sometimes I've seen family members, yes, friends, church members, using their laptops or using their hands to make gestures to get other people's attention during their service. And on a Sunday morning in the house of God, trying to get somebody's attention so they can down-talk somebody else or get somebody's attention so they can gossip about somebody else or their sisters and brothers in Christ. In other words, or they want to tear down the pastor during the service. That is not of God. So that is not how we use our hands to glorify God. That's not how we are supposed to use our lives as Christians to glorify God, because we know, as the older folk used to say, my mother used to say it all the time, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, and other listeners on the line and that are listening about way of social media, you may have heard this terminology before. You know, God sits high and he looks low. He sees everything. So don't think you're going to throw your rock and hide your hands and don't think God didn't see what you did, because he's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. Aren't you grateful that God is searching our hearts, that he's not like man? He is searching our hearts to see what are we really doing with our hands and with our lives that are to be giving him glory, honor, and praise. So we can say a whole lot of things with our mouths, but action speaks louder than words. And I'm so glad that we serve a God that's not like man. See, your hands and my hands can be used for good or they can be used for evil. We have a choice in how we choose to use our hands and how we choose to live our lives, whether it's to give God glory, honor, and praise, or whether it's to be men pleasers. And yes, we do have some that are in the body of Christ that are being men pleasers to the pastors. I hate to say that, but it's the truth. We do have some people in the body of Christ, because of their positions, their titles, they are looking to the pastors and they are giving them more glory, honor, and praise than they are giving God. And see, God is not pleased with that. In the book of Matthew, St. Matthew's chapter 27, verse 24. Again, St. Matthew chapter 27, verse 24. I'm going to look at you, verse 22 first. We're talking about Pilate. If you know the story about Pilate and how he had a hand Jesus' death and crucifixion. Verse number 22 says, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? That was a question he asked the people, those same people that glorified Jesus when he came in into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. They laid down the straws and they laid down the palm branches, and they was all hail to the king and praising Jesus 1 minute. And then when they had a chance to choose Jesus or Barabbas, they chose Jesus to be crucified. So again, verse number 22, St. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22 says, Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They, the people, said unto him, Pilate, let him, talking about Jesus, let him be crucified. Verse number 23 says, and the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Verse number 24 says, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing or get the people to change their minds or hearts, but that rather a covenant was made that he, Pilate, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Now the question becomes for you and me. Do you have someone else's blood on your hands? Are you in a situation, or have you ever been in a situation that you could have been a blessing to someone? You could have raised your hands and said, I'll go for the Lord, but you chose not to because of fear or doubt. And you could have been a blessing to the widow. You could have been a blessing to the less fortunate, to that mother that's crying out for help with her children, and you are in a position that you can help that mother, but you choose not to because you're afraid of what other people are going to say if you intervene into that situation. Again, the question is, do you have someone else's blood on your hands, or could you have been a blessing to someone and you refuse not to do it? And we need to realize that because of our mouth or our actions, motives, or hidden agendas, know that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 31, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 31, it says unto you and me, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing for you and me, or any saved believer in Jesus' name, to fall into the hands of a living God. When the story of Peter, who met the lame man at the temple begging, Peter said unto him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. Then he, Peter, took his hands and he lifted up the lame man. See that he took his hands. He did something. He didn't just speak words. He did something. Again, love is an action word. God is looking for action today. We can say a whole lot of things with our mouths, but God is looking at our hearts. He's looking at what we're doing. What are you doing? What are you doing to lift up your hands to give God glory with your hands or with your life? It can come in many forms. That's why I'm so glad we serve a God that sits high and looks low. You can fool man, but you can't fool God. And if you are in the body of Christ, God will give you discernment. People of God that have discernment cannot be fooled easily. Even though we may not speak about certain things that we see or hear, don't think that God did not bring it to our attention. And just because God don't intervene in your life or your situation, when you could have been a blessing to someone and you didn't, don't think that God is not going to hold it against you, because the word of God says we reap what we sow. If you could have been a blessing to someone and you chose not to, don't you know that God can turn situations around in your life that you may have a need in your own life, and that someone that's in a position to be able to help you. Now, what if they turned around and did the same thing as you did, but if you knew that they was able to help you, but they chose not to? They wouldn't even lift up their hands to help you. They wouldn't even offer a word of prayer on your behalf. But see, we have to be very careful as the children of God, as the followers of Jesus Christ. He tells us that we are to lift up holy hands. We are to let our light so shine before men that they can see our good works and not glorify us, but glorify God the Father in heaven, that he will get the glory, not man. So back to Peter, he took his hands and he lifted up the lame man. And when the lame man was healed, that lame man, he didn't just walk away. He jumped up and he went into the temple. He was leaping and jumping for joy. Why? Because he had been healed. He had been set free. He had been delivered because Peter took his hands. He took the time out to bless this man, not by giving him silver or gold that he requested, but he reached down and picked this poor man up and gave him hope. He gave him something that he did not have, that no one else tried to give him. Peter gave him hope by reaching down and picking him up. See, sometimes we must be, as Christians, we must use our hands to lift someone else up, just like Peter did. just as I first stated, when we are in a position to be able to be a blessing to someone, don't let that time go by. Don't find an excuse. Don't let someone else talk you out of being a blessing to someone and you know that you was able to be a blessing to them. Because, again, God says he looked low. So I'm going to ask a quick question to everyone on tonight. Are you quick to tell others what the Lord has done for you? If he has healed you, if he made a way for you out of no way, and you know that there was no other way that your bills could have been paid, or whatever the case may be, that accident was avoided, and you know that God was the one that brought you out, it was not luck, it was God that intervened on your behalf. Are you quick to tell others that God did it? He stepped in on time for you and your situation and your family? Are you telling people a story about how God blessed you and how he is still blessing you even today? If you're not doing it, you should. Not bragging, not out of pride, but out of pure love for God, giving him the glory for what he has done and for who he is in your life. You need to let others know. You need to spread that good news, because somebody needs to know. Someone is in the same condition or situation that you may have been in, and they know that you are saved, you are a child of God, you are a follower of Jesus Christ, and they are watching you, even though they may not be a believer themselves. They may not even go to church, but they're watching you, how you handle your situations and how God intervenes in your life. And you must tell them that God did it so that they can be encouraged. And they can realize that just like that, the same God that blessed you and intervened in your life and your situation, he's the same God. He has no respect of persons. He is able to do it for them as well. And by you doing that, that unsaved believer, that may be an opportunity for them to want to know more about Jesus Christ. And you can elaborate and you can talk about Jesus and the goodness of the Lord and speak Jesus and speak a word into their lives to the point that they want to know more about Jesus. They may even want to come to church with you. And then once they come, they may get in the church and then hear a word from the Lord, and the Lord will touch their hearts and they will yield and give their life to Jesus Christ. So what are you doing to tell others what God has done for you? Do you follow Jesus out of gratitude for what he has done? Or are you merely doing it out of religious obligations? Is Christianity just an easy path for you to follow? Follow it with a purpose? Do you follow it with a purpose, I should say? Once again, is Christianity just an easy path for you, or do you follow it with a purpose? See, we all have purpose in our life. God has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose for my life. Are we walking in our God purpose? Do we know what our God purpose is? And as I always tell people, even some seniors have asked me or have come to me and told me, I don't know what my God purpose is. But you 80 years old, you 75 years old, and you don't know what your God purpose is? And I would simply tell them, not trying to be smart or braggadocious, but I would tell them, just like I'm telling you all tonight, if you don't know what your God purpose is, simply pray and ask God with a sincere heart to reveal to you, show you what your God purpose is. Why? He wants you to know what your God purpose is. Why? Because only you can fulfill that God purpose. I cannot fulfill your God purpose for you, just like you cannot fulfill mine. It's an individual thing. So you need to know what your God purpose is. And when you know what your God purpose is, then you're walking in your God purpose, you're fulfilling your God purpose, then you are able to lift up your hands and be a blessing to the body of Christ. You are able to lift up your hands. You're able to be a blessing to those that are less fortunate, to the widowers, to the widows, to those that are incarcerated. Even if you don't go to the prison, you can pray for them. Even though you may not know who they are by name, God knows who they are. Pray for those that are incarcerated. The Word of God tells us that we are to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem. And even in this war situation that we're dealing with right now, we are seeing wars and rumors of wars all over the world going on right now, just like God said it would. We see this, what's going on in Ukraine, this unprovoked war that's going on in Ukraine. Of course, we don't know those people personally, but we can pray for them. We can lift up our hands and we can pray for them. We can use our lives to be a blessing to them. If you are able to send finances through the right mediums or agencies to be able to get monies to those people that will be able to aid them and assist them and help them and be a blessing to them, that's what we are. That's how we are being followers of Jesus Christ. We, through our lives and through our money, through our whatever God blesses us with, we are to be a blessing to others that are less fortunate. What are you doing with your hands and your life that will give God glory, honor, and praise on tonight? And in your life, as a lifestyle, not just on a certain day. The Word of God tells us that we are to work while it is day. Why? Because the night cometh, and the night represents death. Day represents life while we have the blood running warm in our veins. See, the Word of God again says, work while it's day, because the night comes when no man can work. So in order for us to be an asset to the kingdom of God today, we must realize and see and know what we are doing with our hands and with our lives that are giving God glory, honor, and praise. Again, it goes back to this. When you are given a chance to testify to others about God's blessings and goodness to you, what do you do? Do you witness to them, or do you back down, or are you afraid about what other people are going to say or what people are going to think? It all matters about what God says and what God thinks and how God feels about how you lift up your holy hands and how you live your life that's going to give him glory. What talents has God blessed you with that you are not using, that are going to waste? What talents do you have that you can use your hands to give God glory? You can use your hands to be a blessing to someone else. You can use your life. God can use your life to be a blessing to someone else. But you're not using those gifts. They're going to waste. And unfortunately, a lot of people have, their gifts and talents have gone to the grave with them, and God got no glory out of it. So the question comes to mind on tonight, what is holding you back from being a blessing to others on tonight? What excuses are you using not to lift up your holy hands and not let your light so shine before men that men, can, women, boys, and girls can see your good works and glorify God the Father in heaven? So as we get ready to wrap up for tonight and in closing, when you're using your hands and your life, your lifestyle, be sure that they are glorifying God and not man. Yes, I said it, and I'm going to say it again. As Mother Reverend Ruth Glover used to say, bless her memory and spirit, she's gone on to be with the Lord. Now, she was one of the associate members of the St. James Baptist Church. She used to say, a powerful woman of God. She used to say, I will add more to it before I take it back. And so I'm using that phrase on tonight in closing. When using your hands, it's personal. When using your hands, you must make sure that your hands and your life are glorifying God and not man. So I pray that something has been said on tonight that will stir up your heart and make you take an, help you, not make you, but help you take an, a good examination of your own life and what you are doing with your life and with your hands to give God glory, honor, and praise on tonight. And now also, as you move forward, if you have not been doing that, then what is your excuse for not doing it? Because God said in his word that we all going to stand before God one day in the day of judgment, and we all going to give an account to God for every deed done in our body, the good and the bad. So if you had a chance to be a blessing to someone, if you had a chance to encourage someone, or even just say a prayer on someone else's behalf, and you did not do that, don't think God did not see that. Don't think God is not being recorded, because it is. Again, everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we think is being recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, and it's all going to be revealed in the Day of Judgment, when we all stand before God and give an account for our own lives. Not your mother's life, not your pastor's life, but your life, my life. That's when the Lord is going to reveal to us what we did that gave him glory, honor, and praise with our hands and with our lives. So again, I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. It was not a long word, but it was, I think it was a needed word for such a time as this that we're living in, these perilous times, that yes, God can still use you. He still has a purpose for your life. That's why you're still here. He still wants you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. He still wants you to give him glory, honor, and praise with your hands and with your life. So right now, before we close out, is there anyone that will have a question pertaining to tonight's message? If you do, this is your time to do so because the phone lines are open. Praise the Lord.
Brother Brown, thank you for that word. You know, you were quoting Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before others. And that's something that we as Christians, that's how we should live our life, that when someone see us, they should see the glow of Christ in us because we are living that life.
Amen. That's
one of my favorite songs is, only what you do for Christ will last.
Yes.
And living a life
for
Christ, that means blessing others and helping people in all walks of life.
That's right. And like we said, he has no respect of a person. It don't matter. It don't have to be a person of the Negro of persuasion. It could be someone of a white race, an Asian, a Hispanic, Latino. We are all of God. God created and made us all. So we are to be, we are, it goes back to, we are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. If you see a need and you're able to meet that need, then do it and do it out of love and not to be seen of man, but that God would get the glory. And I'm like you, Sister Gwen, and that's, I love that song too. Only what we do for Christ is going to last, and only what we do for him is going to be counted in the end. And that is, that is so true. Is there anyone else that would like to have a word, a question pertaining to tonight's message?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, what I want to do is give you some words of encouragement, my cousin. Now, I've been knowing you all my life, okay?
Amen.
Now, we can say on one hand, be y'all so ready, and that's true because that's Bible. But
that's
I'm going
to say
to you this way, I'm going to say this way to you as encouragement. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall speak. Come on, somebody, huh?
Amen.
Come
that's
on.
The word. That's the word. That's what he said.
All right now. So what's in you, I'm going to say for the third time.
It's going to come out.
Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, right? Yeah.
That's right.
You know.
It's going to come out.
By God design. So
that's
I'm
right.
I'm going to encourage you, you know. So when somebody don't show for some reason, what's in your heart? Come on, somebody, huh? That's
amen.
What's coming
that's
out.
Right. That's right.
That's
amen. That's
to
right.
You. To you. All
amen.
Right.
Amen.
God bless
that.
You, my cousin.
Amen.
All right.
Love you too, cousin.
Right.
Thank you for
all
those words of encouragement.
All right,
you hit the nail, you hit the nail on the head. I got to repeat it because it's the truth. The word of God said, be ye also ready, because we never know when we're going to be called upon. And that's why I also lets us know that we have to be also ready at all times with the word of God, because we never know when we're going to be approached by someone, and that's what's about our faith in God. Why do we love God? Why do we believe in God? Why do we have our faith and our trust in God? You've got to be able to give them a word from out of the word of God, not your feelings and not your opinions. You got
amen.
To be able to give them a word from the Lord.
So what's in is coming out. Come on.
Exactly. That's right. That is exactly right. But then you're going to come out. Eventually, sooner or later, it's going to be revealed.
Yeah. All right.
So I thank you. I thank you, too. God bless you, too. And I thank God for both of you with the words of encouragement on tonight. And I'm praying for both of you, Sister Gwen, Pastor Norman King, and your families, and all the worldwide listeners. Know that I am praying for you all the time. So I'm asking you all to keep me in your prayers, Continue to keep this worldwide ministry and platform in your prayers, that God will continue to bless it, because it is truly growing day by day. We get more and more listeners because this platform is kept in archives. And all through the week, people that did not hear the show particular nights are going to the website and listening to the Word of God through the different men and women of God that's bringing forth this Word over this platform, and they are being blessed by the Word of God. And so I get the different numbers that I see in my dashboard of all the different new listeners that have went in to this worldwide platform and website and listened to the Word of God and been blessed by it. So I get a count. They show me all the numbers. I can go in there any day, any night, and look at the numbers and see how many new people have dialed in or went through their laptops or their computers and got a word from the Lord because of this worldwide platform. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it. It's not of my doing. This is of the Lord's doing. And so I just thank God for it. And I love what I do for God. And I know that you, my listeners, you, my sisters and brothers, I pray and hope that you love what you do for God as well. So I know Sister Gwen, I know Pastor Norman King, I know you too. I know you all love what you do for the Lord, because we know that it's not in vain. Everything that we do for God, it's not in vain. And we're going to get paid. There's a payday coming after a while. So we just keep on working until God says unto us, well done, thy good and faithful servant, that you have kept the faith, because you continue to extend your hand. You continue to glorify God with your hands and with your lives while you was here on earth, that God was able to be glorified through each one of us individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. So right now, before we close out, I want to give another shout-out to my new pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my new church family, the Greater Shield of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Harper Woods, Michigan. And then I also want to give a shout-out to Pastor Bishop James A. Jennings, after his celebrating of his 32nd pastoral anniversary of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I want to give a shout-out to him and say happy anniversary, and continue to stand on God's Word, teaching and preaching God's Word. So we're going to close out a little bit early on tonight. We know that God was glorified, and I pray that everyone that has tuned in through whether by phone or you're going to dial in to the website or pull up the website and hear this message on tonight, I know that it's not in vain, and I pray that you was all blessed by tonight's word. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy toward each one of us. We are approaching April, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the third day morning when your son Jesus rose from the dead, just like he said he would. He rose from the dead with all power. The victory over death held in the grave is in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercessions for the saints of God. So for this we are grateful in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being God all by yourself. You are the great I am. You are the most high God. You are our everything. And we know that without you, we can't do nothing. So we just love you. We praise your name, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, because you're truly worthy to be praised. So now, Lord, we pray and ask you to continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless them and all those that are dialed in for tonight for the first time, those that are going to come to the website over the weekend and listen to this message. Continue to bless them as well and grant them all the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, I just continue to thank you. I can't thank you enough for opening the doors to the prisons that the prisoners are not able to hear this worldwide ministry and platform and other ministries that I share with them. They can hear your word and have an opportunity to be saved. Even those that are behind prison bars that have walked away from you are able to come back to the fold. And all those that are in the body of Christ are able to be built up and strengthened and edified through your word. Heavenly Father, we pray now and ask that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in the name of Jesus, where your people will gather to give you glory, honor, and praise and worship on tomorrow, even through the worldwide platforms all over the land that's going to be teaching and preaching your word on tomorrow. Move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified, that you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, then, tonight, know that I love you. know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to encourage one another in God's word, not your feelings, not your opinion, but with God's word, that he will get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, bless him.